This is an iHeart podcast.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday. It is a hump day, and I hope you are having a magnificent week. We are celebrating tonight, celebrating a horrible anniversary, because it was today, 4 years ago today, 15 days to slow the spread was announced. And then America lost its collective minds. We're going to do a lot of that this hour. I'm going to get to your stories about it here in a few, about insane things. I'm going to let you have your say here in a minute. Just, I was thinking about it during the break just now when we were talking about COVID and 4 years ago today. And I remember, don't you remember how quickly everyone lost their mind? That's one of the things that really hit me hard. It was, maybe it's because I half pay attention to life, but you know, I was doing the radio show then. You pay attention to the news, you listen and watch things. And one day we woke up and there were some headlines, not a bunch, but there were some headlines that there was this virus in China. And then, and what we now know was very obviously a propaganda campaign, there were videos we started to see of people just falling over dead in the street in China, which that's not how people die from COVID, so we know that was a lie. Then we had videos of the Chinese in their full hazmat suits welding people into their homes. And then people started to get apprehensive. And then it got here. And I just still can't believe. I'm sorry. All we can do is laugh now. Honestly, I'm not even mad anymore. I'm really not. I can't believe that social distancing became a thing that all these supposedly really smart people, doctors and such, were pushing out there. No, just stand 6 feet away from everybody. It's so dumb. It sounds like a child came up with it. And remember, we've since had them admit, they've come out and admitted on camera, oh, we just kind of made it up. But that it always sounded made up, didn't it? When they first said it, I remember thinking to myself, I'm in the grocery store and I'm looking, don't you remember the stupid footprints in the grocery store? You stand here, but don't stand any closer to this guy. And then they had the little piece of plastic by the cashier. And you remember thinking to yourself, this is a microscopic virus. It's very clearly airborne. We're standing 6 feet away from everybody. And remember how that was the justification to close schools? Let's not act like that was a small thing. Shutting down schools and restaurants, and the social distancing was the whole aspect. Whatever, I don't need to get off on it. I'm gonna let you have your say for it. Remember though, there are rules. Just because we haven't done this in a few weeks doesn't mean the rules have gone away here on the Jesse Kelly Show. Unless you want me to just get right back to $22 burritos and the Army changing the motto at West Point and another Republican failure in a primary. Unless you want me to get back to that. Get right to the point. Right to the point. No small talk. No asking me how I am. Just have your say. All right. And make it fast. Being in agreement with me is not nearly as important as making it fast. All right. All right. That said, Jason, Idaho, go.
Hey, so back in COVID, I got told that I wasn't essential worker.
Dang it, his phone sucks. He was gonna Jason, no big deal. You can call back on a Pure Talk phone. Just call back on a Pure Talk phone. That's one. Two, he was gonna talk about how he wasn't an essential worker, or how they labeled him not essential. One of the funniest things about this, Chris and me still laugh about this to this day. Don't you remember the concept essential workers versus not essential workers? And don't you remember how quickly Americans accepted that concept? As if that was a thing that we should ever allow the government to determine? No. We've determined that these workers are essential. You, though, you're not. I'm sorry? Excuse me? My job? My livelihood is not essential? And speaking of me personally, that's another thing Chris and me were joking about the entire time. Listen, I do a radio show. Me, Chris, Michael, we show up every day here and we do TV and radio. That's what we do. This is not an important job. And if you're going to list the important jobs in a society that makes society go, I'm pretty sure we're close to the bottom. Wherever politicians are, we're right above them. We're very, very close to the bottom. And yet, almost immediately, they handed us passes. Chris, weren't they like FEMA passes or something like that? They were FEMA. That's right. They were FEMA passes. They handed to me and Chris. Michael wasn't with us then. Chris still has his. They handed us FEMA passes, declaring us to be essential workers so we could drive to and from the studio and play fart sounds every single day. Gosh, you can't make this up, man. The whole country just lost its collective minds. Michelle, Florida, go.
So obviously, I think the worst thing about all of it is when, you know, someone unfortunately was, you know, dying from it, probably old age, obesity, any type of illness. The last person they see besides their family is someone standing over them, you know, gloved up, mask, hazmat suit, the whole nine, like dying in isolation. I think that's disgusting. Obviously, that's not how anyone wants to go out. But I think another thing is, and obviously I was a part of it, is being pregnant for the first time during 2020, or in general, not being allowed to bring your significant other with you to any appointment, seeing your child for the first time, hearing their heartbeat for the first time, well, you know, limiting one person to join you during labor. I think we, as time goes on, we forget. We can forget about it a little bit and whatever, but I don't think we should. I think we should be angry about those things specifically, because that's just pure evil to me. Like, not being able to get moments back like that is evil.
And I am in 1,000% agreement with what Michelle just said. I don't know if you know very much about the Amish. Most people know vague things about the Amish, and the Amish are well thought of in this country, which I'm happy about. That's part of my heritage, right? On my grandpa's side, my grandpa Hank, God rest his soul, his family was Amish. He chose to leave, but you know, we would go visit the Amish when we were kids. So I'm aware of the Amish and have a lot of respect for how they live their lives. But their story versus the story of America during COVID really, really hit home. That's one of the things that you remember. I was probably remember me screaming about back then, was the human touch, the human, the spiritual connection. In the Amish community, there were no lockdowns. There was none of that insanity. But they got COVID too, right? Again, it was an airborne virus that everyone was going to get. And the first batch of it was a nasty little lung thing, right? It was nasty. But the Amish, instead of doing what the rest of this insane country did, like Michelle was just talking about, nope, you can't visit, you can't visit. The Amish did the exact opposite. No. It will be your family, your loved ones surrounding you, their hand in yours, praying for you, talking with you, bringing you food as you lay there. And the death rates in the Amish community were non-existent. And look, the death rates for the country as a whole were very small anyway, but in the Amish community, they just beat it. They just got through it. And that was another thing that floored me about America's medical community. Maybe it's always been this way. I don't know. We have a bunch of doctors and nurses who will email me and let me know. But it seemed like it was only about flesh and blood and medicine, that there was no other part, that loneliness wasn't part of the human condition, that loneliness wasn't part of human health, right? That it was treated as if it was some stupid side project instead of being an essential part of who we were. It kills me. Absolutely kills me. You know what? Chris dug up a wee little report on that about the Amish, in case you want to know a little bit more. I'll play it for you when we get back, and then we'll get to more of these. It's just crazy to look back. 4 years ago today is when it all began, and when so much changed in the country, and stuff that's never changed back, right? America was changed in, I hope not permanent, but in lasting ways back then. It's crazy to think about. Speaking of the human body, as you know, it needs things, right? Vitamins, minerals, probiotics, it needs things. Well, we know that about ourselves. We don't act on that when it comes to our pets lots of the time. Like we go for a simple solution like dog food. We think if we just buy some dog food, or maybe this special blend of dog food, or this better dog food, that'll be better for our dog. But all dog food is dead food. There's nothing alive in it. It's all dead. It's just empty calories. They have to kill everything in the factory so it lasts. You need to pour Rough Greens on your dog's food. All natural nutritional supplement with everything your dog needs to live longer and healthier and happier. Call them. 833-33-MY-DOG for a free jumpstart trial bag, or go to roughgreens.com/Jesse. We'll be back. It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday. Reminding you, if you missed any part of the show, you can download the whole thing on iHeart, Google, Spotify, iTunes. All right, before I get back to your ridiculous stories about the craziest, most insane things you saw during COVID, because today's our four-year anniversary of when 15 days to slow the spread start, I was talking about the Amish and how they handled it, and how our medical community in this country acted like a personal component, a spiritual component, a loneliness component, like that didn't matter for the human body. Everyone just became a body. So stuff them here, and no, you can't see your wife, and no, you can't see your husband, and no, you can't see that. And people just died lonely. And, well, there's a little story. It's a couple minutes long. I was talking about the Amish. The Amish. And how they had essentially defeated COVID by May of 2020. It was gone. It's gone. Tore through their community. It was gone. How'd that happen?
Lancaster County, Pennsylvania. Thousands of families lead lives largely separate from modern America. The Amish are a Christian group that emphasizes the virtuous over the superficial. And during the COVID-19 outbreak, they became subjects in a massive social and medical experiment.
So it's safe to say there was a whole different approach here in this community when coronavirus broke out.
Absolutely.
Than many other places.
Absolutely. There's three things the Amish don't like, and that's government. They won't get involved in government. They don't like the public education system. They won't send their children to education, and they also don't like the health system. Well, those three things are all part of what COVID is.
After a short shutdown last year, the Amish chose a unique path that led to COVID-19 tearing through at warp speed. Lapp says they weren't denying coronavirus. They were facing it head on.
It's a worse thing to quit working than dying. But to shut down and say that we can't go to church, we can't get together with family, we can't see our old people in the hospital, we got to quit working. You're working, it's going completely against everything that we believe.
Steve Nolt is a scholar on Amish and Mennonite culture and Mennonite himself. He's studying Amish news publications to analyze community-wide trends.
So are you saying as of about May of 2020, things kind of went back to normal in the Amish community?
Yeah, it's kind of by the middle of May, it's sort of like back to a typical behavior again.
That also meant avoiding hospitals.
I know of some cases Amish people like refuse.
So the Amish faced it head on. They avoid the government, the schools, and the healthcare system, and they did just fine. In fact, they did far better than us. Us, I mean, they don't have TVs in Amish land, but if they did, they would have watched us watch things like this.
Vaccination not only prevents you from acquiring severe illness, but we now know with certainty that it largely prevents transmission.
My gut feeling is that this vaccines prevent infection and therefore will prevent transmission.
The vaccine not only prevents people from...
Yeah. So, how ridiculous was it for you? Barry, California, how ridiculous was it? What was the insane thing you remember from COVID?
Well, I play adult league ice hockey. They call it beer league. And they made us wear masks while playing ice hockey, which is, you know, anybody who's ever played before, you need to be able to breathe. I mean, it helps. And not only that, they made us change into our gear in the parking lot. So you had like a whole parking lot full of hockey players changing into their gear because they wouldn't let us use the locker rooms. I'm just glad they still let us play, but how ridiculous. I mean,
oh my gosh, had to wear a beer playing hockey. I remember they had, it was an NBA game on, I forget where I was. There was an NBA game on one of those TVs. It was a public place. And they had the NBA players, the professional athletes. And I don't even watch the NBA, but they're some of the best athletes in the world. No risk of COVID. None. There's nobody who was like an NBA player who died from COVID. Nobody. You might have died from the vax. You didn't die from COVID. Nobody did. And so you had all these guys at no risk sitting on the bench wearing masks. And then they would get up off the bench and take the masks off and then go play basketball against each other, rubbing on each other and slamming into each other and whatnot. Gosh, this freaking country during COVID, man. I'm telling you. John, Colorado, go.
Hey, lots of things. The list is really long. You'd go to the park. They had the basketball net zip tied. They had the tennis courts padlocked shut. You'd go to the grocery store and that one-way aisles thinking people shouldn't be passing.
I forgot about the one-way aisles. Hold on a second, though. I want to talk about the basketball courts and the tennis courts again for a minute. I'm sorry. Look, it's a four-year anniversary. I'm walking down memory lane. No. I'm going to remember all the things these demons did to us. Remember this. Fresh air and sunshine have been used many, many times throughout history to help cure diseases and pandemics. It's one of, if you ever done any reading about the Spanish flu and how many people died and what the Spanish flu was, it's a fascinating little read. And I'm an amateur at the Spanish flu. A little bit is what I know. But one of the most fascinating things was them figuring out, hold on a minute. If we take these patients and we pull them out of the hospital tents and let them sit in the fresh air and sunshine, they seem to get better a lot faster than everybody we pile inside. And this was 100 years ago. The medical community now is supposedly more advanced. And yet here, in this super advanced country we have with all these fancy schools and books and everyone's got a smartphone with endless information on it. In this country, they close the outdoor tennis courts so you couldn't exercise outside. Gosh, I tell you. Joyce, Mississippi, go.
Hey, how you? But listen, the only thing I thought of, I'm vision impaired, they said they had in the bleachers, cardboard pictures of the fans while the game was going on. And I felt like everybody was laughing at us.
Oh,
geez. I hung up and listened to what you got to say.
Cardboard players in Japan. Players that couldn't even move up and down the court. By the way, Joyce, those weren't cardboard, by the way. Those were women. No, I'm kidding. Stop. It's wild. It's wild what happened in this country. All right, I'm going to get back to that in a minute. I want to talk about speaking of Mississippi, Joyce was from Mississippi. And we took it on a chin in a primary there. And we're just going to talk about it, and I'm not going to rant and rave. I honestly am. This stuff makes you feel good to talk about all the crazy stuff they did to us, so I'm going to get right back to it. I'm just going to rant on Mississippi and our primary work and how we have a lot of work to do for a moment, and then I'll come back. I swear I will come back. In the meantime, do something for yourself. Get a hold of Done For You Real Estate. Even if you're just vaguely interested in beginning to acquire real estate. Don't do this thing that normal people always do. I can't afford anything right now. I can't afford. Look, maybe you can't, but what Done For You Real Estate does is they work with normal people to begin the process of getting some real estate in your hands. And you're only going to start out with one house. You're not a millionaire. It might turn into two, three, four, 5, 10 one day. Soon you're retiring, leaving a legacy to your children. Done For You Real Estate. These people are my friends. DoneForYouJesse.com is where you go find out about them. There won't be some high-pressure sales, but none of that crap. Just go to DoneForYouJesse.com. If you've ever been even vaguely curious, find out what they can do. They handle it all for you. They handle it for you. DoneForYouJesse.com. We'll be back.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Oh, yeah. I'll get to the Ken Buck resigning thing. I have a little inside info from the military for you here in a few. You're going to absolutely love their contribution to Women's History Month and so much more. Let's get to this. I just want to get to this one real quick before we talk about Mississippi and the GOP primary and whatnot. Lloyd, New York, go.
Yes, you had a real estate banker or a broker the last week in February on your show. He was very vitriolic. He was completely open about the New York State legal system being gone, what they did with Trump. And I just wanted the name of this guy so I could Google him and send him a letter.
Well, Lloyd, here's the great news. You can download a podcast to the show on iHeart, Google, Spotify, and iTunes, and on iTunes, you can leave a 5-star rating and a review talking about how handsome I am. And you could also go download the podcast of whatever show you're talking about so that I know what you're talking about. See, it works for everybody. Seriously, I don't remember at all. Chris, do you remember? What? I don't remember. Anyway, go look at that one, Lloyd. Now, all right. In Mississippi, they were having a primary. One of the piece of trash senators out there is Senator Wicker, Roger Wicker of Mississippi. Yet another one of these red state senators who's completely loser, who's a complete loser who sells us out every chance he gets. And they had a primary. And the good guys lost. He had two primary challengers, Wicker did. Wicker, of course, is the standard establishment. Well, this is what the AP had to, or no, Military News. It's what they had to say about Wicker. He's a ranking member of the Armed Services Committee, has been pushed to expand his to expand shipbuilding for the U.S. military. He's been endorsed by Donald Trump. He's an attorney. He served in the Mississippi State Senate. Okay. That's what they said about him. Here's what they said about Gannon Burton. He was the Marine running against him. Burton, he believes the 2020 election was rigged. He criticized Wicker for voting to certify the results. Burton said he wanted to close the U.S. border, but he believes the globalists want it open. They even put that in quotes, quote, the globalists want it open. That's what Military News put in quotes. Burton also said he believes COVID-19 vaccines are poison. And the U.S. primary voter in the Republican Party in Mississippi went out and pretty overwhelmingly voted for the other guy. There was another primary challenger. Eubanks was his name. Pastor, actually, at a Presbyterian church, state rep. He believes the people, the January 6ers, have been denied due process, and they even put this part in quote, they're rotting away in jail. They actually put that in quote as if that's not something that's happening. Anyway, the GOP primary voter in Mississippi didn't want him either. They went out and voted for Roger Wicker. We love, 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 love to point fingers at the urban Democrat and tell them, you voted for this. This is your fault. You voted for this. This is your fault. We'd love to do that. It makes us feel good. Rub it in their faces. Ha, 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 stupid Democrat. The GOP primary voter is as responsible for the state of this nation as anyone else in the country. Or the lack of primary voter, or the uninformed primary voter. Time and time and time again, we run to the voting booth and we vote for the same dork who's been in there screwing everything up. And time and time and time again, it burns us. Don't know what to say. Uncle in Denver, go.
So the dumbest thing our governor did was about 2 days before it was supposed to go into action, he said liquor stores and pot shops are deemed non-essential. Well, that lasted all of like 12 hours before he realized that was an entire train wreck, because there was a run on the liquor stores and the pot shops, and nobody was standing 6 feet apart, even outside, on that kind of stuff. Crazy. Absolutely crazy. On a personal side, the dumbest thing I saw was a lady by herself in a convertible with the top down, I kid you not, wearing a mask.
And of course.
I will never forget that. Dumbest thing I ever saw on a personal side of things.
Let me ask you something. Chris, Michael, no judgment here. Let me ask you something. I'll get back to the calls in a moment. At what point did you start passing judgment on people who had masks on when you knew they were in a situation where it wasn't required. Look, for a while, we had to walk in the hospital, right? You want to go see mom or something like that, you had to. You're on an airplane, you had to. But at what point did you start looking at people and say, really? Man, one of the sheep. I want to say it was a month. I think I gave people a month of grace. Because, I mean, how many times did we see someone outside walking their dog by themselves? Like he said, in a freaking convertible by himself. Gosh. Stephen, Allentown, Pennsylvania. Go, boss. Stephen, you there? I probably pressed the wrong button, Stephen. That's my bad. George, Virginia, go. Oh, wait, I didn't press the button that time. George, Virginia, go.
Yes. The biggest things that happened to me was I separated from my church family, my friends, and they closed the library down. I took the first vaccination, and 3 weeks later got the dog sick, and my energy since that time has gone south. I'm about to turn 81 years old, and my work season's about to start, and I don't know if I'm going to be able to do it this year, you know?
What do you do for work, George?
House painter.
How about that? You enjoy it?
Well, you know, I hate to say that, but once I get the first brush full up or the first roller going, I'm good to go.
Okay. I appreciate you, brother, very much. Keep on keeping on. Tom, Colorado, go.
Yeah, we attended, my wife and I, my granddaughter's middle school choir concert, and they required all the kids singing to wear masks, and they told them, if you get faint, just sit down.
Jeez. Oh, gosh.
I had a guy walk by and wouldn't sit by us because he said, oh, these people aren't wearing masks. And I thought, well, should I start a confrontation? And he walked by, and I just went,
bah. All right. 877-377-4373. Remember when they made the kids... I'm not making this up. You can look this up if you think Jesse's just being a liar or a wing nut for radio. Go look it up yourself. Remember when they wore the kids when they made the kids who were in band wear masks and they cut holes in the masks so you could stick the instrument through. Follow the science. Trust the science, everybody. Don't worry. The CDC has your back for sure. Remember when we thought we had a cure for a deadly disease or a virus? Or we thought we might have a treatment or a cure for it. And the American media and America's medical institutions all came out against it to make sure more people could die.
Did ivermectin do anything?
No.
Okay. Humans do take it, but not for this purpose.
Right. It does not help with COVID, and it could be dangerous.
It simply does not work as a treatment for COVID.
Let me just say very clearly that ivermectin is not a recommended treatment for COVID-19. It is not a recommended drug to prevent COVID.
Oh, boy. All right. Got this from a listener today. One of my sources, if you will. I'm just going to say he's in the military. That's all. The military. This was sent out earlier. This year's theme, this is for Women's History Month. This is an official document. U.S. Department of Defense seal right on top of it. This year's theme is Women Who Made Great Achievements. And they go on. I'm skipping a bunch of things, but this is a direct quote from the article, not edited by me at all. We celebrate the resilience and triumphs of women, reflecting on the incredible progress the department has made toward gender equality, while acknowledging the challenges that still lie ahead for women to achieve their full potential. Women nationally represent nearly 50% of the workforce, whereas women in the DOD comprise 17.3% of active duty military force and 33% of DOD civilian employees. These statistics suggest that the journey towards equal opportunity for women in defense occupations is ongoing. In case you're wondering just how focused the national security apparatus is on protecting this country. Anyway, let's talk about you and me. Let's talk about being pain-free before we get to this story out of West Point, and I'll get back to these calls, but I want to get to this West Point story first and the $22 burrito first, and then I'll get to these calls. Let's talk about pain. pain. It is one of those things that just happens as you get older. And you don't have to be 80, right? You don't have to be that guy who's in 80. I'm 42. Every now and then, my shoulder starts bugging me. My knee starts bugging me. Muscle pain, joint pain. But you don't have to live with it, and you don't have to grab drugs to deal with it. And I'm talking about basic stuff that we don't think is a big deal, like ibuprofen. There is a drug-free, all-natural way to fight inflammation. That's called Relief Factor. It helps your body support its fight against inflammation naturally instead of using drugs without trashing your body, your liver, your kidneys. Get Relief Factor. It is so effective, they sell three-week quick start kits of it. Oh, here, just try it for 3 weeks. $19.95. 3 weeks. You will call and order more. Everyone does. Over 70% of people call to order more. 1-800-4-RELIEF. 1-800-4-RELIEF. Or go to relieffactor.com. We'll be back.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. I love that band. I love that band. That's the name of the band. It's called The Band. I had a long conversation with my youngest son, Luke, about this the other day. We were sitting in the car, and I was playing Up on Cripple Creek for him. And he's like, that's a great song. And we kind of did that. Yeah, we did the Who's on First routine, Chris. He was all, who sings this? And I said, The Band. And we did it a couple times. He said, yeah, who? And I said, The Band. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Anyway, before we get back to your ridiculous COVID stories, and I'll get to those in a moment. It can be hard sometimes when we're discussing, you know, bills and spending and the debt. Sometimes it can be hard to make the connection between what these people do in Washington, D.C. and how it actually affects us. How it affects us. What does it mean for me? What do we care? What do you care if they pass another $1 trillion bill? What does it matter? Well, here's one way. In San Francisco, a restaurant, they used to sell $11 burritos. Now they sell $22 burritos. Now, this is just a burrito, right? For me, it has more importance than it has for you because, as my wife says, I have an unhealthy obsession with food. It's just a burrito. But still, even I can acknowledge it's just a burrito. But every single time Washington, D.C. passes a bill with money we don't have, which we don't have any money, every time they print more money that's unbacked, you, your life, will have fewer and fewer burritos because of it. Now, stay with me. Stay with me here. How old are you? Well, let's make it about me. I'm 42. I'm a Kelly. The Kelly men don't generally last a very long time. My old man's, you know, 70. Look, let's say 75 maybe, and that's being really generous with me. Let's say you're going to have me for 70 years and then I'm going to check out of here. So I'm at 42. That means I have about 28 years left to eat burritos. How many burritos could I reasonably, would I, if everything stayed the same, would I reasonably consume over the next 28 years? Well, let's just do the math here. With me, I'm probably eating at my current pace. I actually had a burrito for breakfast, crossed my heart, hope to die. I had an egg, cheese, and chorizo burrito for breakfast. So 52 weeks a year. Let's say I'm going to eat one burrito a week, so that's 52 burritos a year times 28. I could reasonably expect, if everything stayed the same, to eat 1,456 more burritos in my lifetime. Just stay with me. This will be about something bigger. Stay with me. So every time, like this morning when I sat down to eat a burrito, my sons were there. We made a little run to the local Mexican shop. Good prices, good food. And I'm sitting there and I'm Kamala-ing down my burrito and gabbing with my boys and they're being meatheads. And that was 15 minutes, maybe 15 minutes of enjoyment and satisfaction that burrito brought to my day. And I will probably eat about 1,400 more of them in my lifetime. But because of the government, because of what the government has done today and every other day in D.C., it won't be 1,400 burritos. What if it's 1,000, 600, 800? Only it's about so much more than a burrito, isn't it? It's about the way we do everything in our lives. How often will I be able to visit family? How often will I be able to do this? Will I be able to do that? as we watch everything rot down around us, we must always remember it's Washington, D.C. who took our burritos. And that's completely unacceptable.
Buenas tardes.
All right. Let's go back to this. Stephen, Pennsylvania, call back. Go.
Jesse, thank you for doing what you do every day.
Wow,
I'm going to try not to make this too. I'm going to try not to burst into tears.
I know what you have to say, man. I'll let you go. Go ahead.
I spent the last about 30 hours of my father's life watching him gulp for air like a fish out of water, dying from COVID. And I'm not going to name anybody, but whoever they are, whoever's responsible for this, I hope they all spend eternity burning in hell.
How you doing, brother? You all right?
That's what I have to say about.
Yeah, that's why I just let him have his say. We get a lot of these emails, a lot of these phone calls. People hurting, really, really hurting. Al, Wisconsin, make it pretty quick, Al, go.
Hey, Jesse, tough one to follow. We're a small community with six lakes. Wisconsin makes children wear life jackets. So one of the area clubs had kiosks, outdoor kiosks, where you go up and you open them up, take out a life jacket. When you're done using it, you bring it back. Those were temporarily closed due to COVID. You know, presumably they're there to save kids' lives, but I guess that
they took away the kids' life jackets for COVID. Oh my gosh. This please. Jeez. All right. We still have another hour. I want to do another Army thing here, and then we'll get back to these 877-377-4373. West Point, they had something as part of their mission statement, a motto that used to be duty, honor, country. That used to be the motto of West Point. But it's being replaced now. It's being replaced by something that sounds pretty benign. Not a big deal, right? They're taking away duty, honor, country, and they're replacing it with Army values. Army values. Is this a big deal? Does this matter? I'll give you a clue it does, and we'll talk about it next.
This is an iHeart podcast.